Thank you so much for your comments, Germany. I think the last thing you mentioned is very important, that we must not duplicate projects, and we must learn from what has been achieved from one project to another. So I'm sure that this will this is something we have to look after, that it will be done. So yes, thank you. I can't see any others. We have also taken note of what was mentioned by the parties during the roundtable discussion, and it was mentioned then by the Russian Federation that they will look into the next part of the Central Asia project. So so as I understood, we will not remove it, we will leave it there, and then as we had, what is normal procedure in this issue is that parties are always welcome to take contact with the secretariat to share their share what their interest in different projects, and also to are welcoming new financial contributions. And what was said earlier, that it's never too late to come up with the financial contributions to this work. And I think then that we have, I will say thank you to all the contributions to the budget, which have been pledged through this meeting and through this afternoon. And as we had said several times now, we urge all the parties and UNICEF members to state to provide voluntary and in-kind contributions. So thank you so much for what you have done, and also thank you for that you will consider it and take it back to your capitals. And I will also like to that we can mandate the Bureau with the support of the Secretariat to monitor the implementation of this work plan for 2019 to 2020, and which includes the raising of the remaining funds necessary for its full implementation. And also I would like to that the Conference of the Party can mandate the Bureau with the support of the Secretariat to raise additional funds, in particular for the activities under the Assistant Programme, which has now been renamed as Assistant Coordination Programme. And we have, I will also request the Bureau to draw up, with support of the Secretariat, a work plan and budget when it comes to the next COP for the year 2021 to 2022, for adopting at the next meeting. And if I can ask, we want to adopt this work plan as it is now, but it's a kind of, as we had said earlier, it's a flexible work plan, but we now have some activities that we for sure will be done during the next biennium. So if it's and I also ask you to entrust me, the chair, and vice chairs, together with the secretary, to finalize this work plan when we have got feedback from other parties that want to participate or take part in one or more of these activities. And also ensure that the necessary regular budget resources are made available. And we will invite the Conference of, I will invite the Conference of the Party to request the Secretariat to service to provide the necessary meeting rooms, equipment, interpretation of in the three official language of the UNEC official documents and all other resources for the holding of meetings and other events as listed in the adopted work plan. And specifically the official documents, they are to be prepared, edited and translated in the three official languages of UNEC, which also includes the agendas and reports of the conference of the parties. And official documents of the three official languages of the UNEC should be foreseen in the biennium in accordance with the decision that was taken by the conference of the parties. And we also say that the 11th meeting of the conference of the parties, we will come back to that by the end of tomorrow, but we have already heard that Germany is inviting they have invited us to that meeting, and that will be held over 3 days. So that is, these are important administrative decisions that we must take, so that you entrust the Bureau, the chairs, the vice chairs, and the secretary to fulfill this work plan. So we have reached, it's 2 minutes or 3 minutes past 6 o'clock, so I will close down the meeting now, and we will find a time tomorrow, during tomorrow, to adopt the draft decision on guiding principle for finance assistance. But I would like to also to mention to you now, and that we are invited for an evening reception, which is kindly hosted by Austria tonight from 18:15, so we have time enough, to 20:15, which is at the same delegates restaurant at the 8th floor, where we had the lunch reception yesterday. So thank you again to Austria for hosting this event. And as mentioned earlier, we will invite also the secretary to circulate the decision which we have taken this day, that will be sent you by email. So with this, we will meet tomorrow at 10 o'clock in this same room and continue the conference. Thank you so much.